Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Details on the Newton Public Schools math curriculum adopted by the school committee, by Christy Gibson. Newton Public Schools is overhauling its math curriculum across all grade levels, following a unanimous vote by the school committee on May 18th, with one member expressing some hesitancy about the high school plan. Here's the breakdown by grade level. For elementary schools, grades K through 5, the district is adopting Amplify's Desmos curriculum to replace the longtime investigations program, which is being discontinued by its publisher. Teachers overwhelmingly preferred Desmos after piloting it alongside another option. A soft launch begins this fall with about 70 teachers, and a full rollout for all elementary teachers is planned for fall 2027. Notably, while the curriculum has digital components, every lesson can also be done with paper-based resources, and teachers will have the flexibility to choose. At the middle school level, the district has been using Desmos since 2020 and will now restructure how it's delivered. Current content spread across grades 6 through 8 will be condensed into grades 6 and 7, with 8th graders taking Integrated Math 1. Professional development will focus on making sure teachers use all of Desmos's differentiation and extension tools. The district also shared results from recent placement assessments for 7th and 8th graders. These tests determined whether students could skip ahead in the math sequence. The bar was set high, a score of at least 90 out of 100. For 7th grade, just 4% of students qualified. For 8th grade, only 3%, 26 students, qualified to skip Integrated Math 1. Superintendent Anna Nolan called the results an affirmation of teachers' work, saying students performed at expected levels. There was significant school committee discussion about how to handle those small numbers of advanced students across four middle schools, with members debating whether tiny class sizes were a wise use of resources. No final resolution was reached on that question, though Nolan said the district would work to maximize resource effectiveness. The committee also expressed support for directing resources toward roughly 230 students identified as below benchmark who have been invited to an August boost program. At the high school level, no outside curriculum was adopted. Teachers piloted two commercial programs but found neither met their needs for a truly integrated math curriculum. Instead, the district will work with a consultant called Coherent Math to develop custom curriculum, drawing on the best teacher-created units from both high schools and the consultant's own resources. This will be a collaborative process involving department heads and teacher representatives. Importantly, the district will own this curriculum going forward. All of these changes are covered by the budget already approved by the school committee. Superintendent Nolan noted that modern curriculum adoption is no longer about buying textbooks. It's about purchasing rights to use materials for a set period, along with student workbooks. For the full article and more details, visit figcitynews.com. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening.